This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The passengers and crew have been evacuated from the U.S. Airways jet that crash-landed in the Hudson River today in New York City. The FAA says there were 148 passengers on board and five crew members. The plane was an Airbus A320. It had just taken off from LaGuardia Airport and may have hit a flock of geese before falling into the water. The plane has been gradually sinking beneath the surface of the water, and we're joined now by WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez, who's down by the Hudson River. Cindy, where are you right now? Near the command center?
Yes, that's correct. I am. I'm on 40th and 12th Avenue, right near the Hudson River, right near where the plane originally went down. Now, this is called the New York Waterways Building. It's a building that's typically used for the ferry. But right now it's being set up as a command post. So there's dozens of firefighters out here, dozens of police officers out here. And this is the building where they're bringing some of the people that were on the plane.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the people who were on that plane?
Yes, there was one gentleman that was being escorted into this building. His name is Jeff Kaloje. He's 31 years old. He's from Norwalk, Connecticut. And he said that he was on the plane. He gave his account of what happened. He basically said that it was very instantaneous. No one had any time to prepare for anything. He heard the pilot say prepare for brace for impact, I believe. And he said the plane filled up with water pretty quickly, about 4 feet of water. He himself was wet from the waist down. And he said immediately ferries surrounded the plane and started throwing out and started helping the passengers get off into safety.
There's a cold snap that's moved throughout the eastern seaboard. These passengers must have been freezing when they got on land.
Yes, yes, it is very cold out here right now, and those waters are extremely cold. And this gentleman, Mr. Kaloje, said that the water was freezing, but that the reaction was so quick, and that really helped people get off and out of the cold quickly.
Now, the plane went down in the water in an area that is pretty close to New York City. Have you been able to talk to anybody who actually saw the plane go down? That must have been quite an unusual picture, perhaps even quite disturbing, given what's happened in New York City and with planes.
Yes. You know what? I haven't spoken to anybody that actually saw it go down. I've spoken to plenty of people. I would venture to say hundreds of people out here trying to figure out what was going on. Since then, though, I would say about 10 minutes ago, the police started putting up yellow tape and making everybody leave. But before that, yes, there was a lot of New Yorkers out here wondering what happened.
That's WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez. Cindy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.